So we just heard live music from Sun Ara here on WFMU, and Cameron Stallins joined by Barrett Avner on the Shahi Baja and the Monotron, right?
Correct.
Which is a really cool instrument, kind of like a slide guitar, but can you tell us more about it, actually?
It's actually a fretted string instrument. So it's kind of like you press down on these typewriter keys and you can sort of like wiggle them around and sort of like get sort of like guitar-like vibrato. And it kind of sounds like a 12-string Rickenbacker, but like all tuned to different keys and it's chromatic. I mean, you know, that's pretty much it.
And we'll have some photos up there on the playlist.
I mean, that's not pretty much it, but...
You know. That's enough for now.
Maybe a link to the Wikipedia article.
I think you held it down pretty good with that answer.
Also, joining in on the three-piece Sun Ara band is Alex Gray on... you were playing some MPC there?
Yeah, some MPC and some guitar.
Shredding guitar there. And, so the last song that we heard was called Hive Burner. And Cameron, you were telling me that was originally on the first Sun Ara album, The Sphinx?
Yeah, The Sphinx. That's the third track on that record.
Yeah, great.
Recorded
great
my
song.
Buddy William, yeah.
William of Magic Lantern?
Yeah.
So where did Cameron, you play also in Magic Lantern, and that's kind of how I think most of us here at WFMU first heard of your music was
right
through
on.
Magic Lantern. So how did the Sun Ara offshoot come about?
That just happened. I was actually making demos for Magic Lantern songs. Or just recording in general, and kind of with mostly a mind towards making the Magic Lantern songs, but they just kind of like became demos that, I mean, you know, it's extremely lo-fi, but they felt really finished to me. And so I realized they were kind of something different. And so that became the Sphinx. And working in parallel. Yeah. So the two, I mean, because it was, they're super different practices. One being like, the solo practice, and the other being like the collaborative practice, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, how did you? Because now it's kind of evolved into the Sun Ara band. I know sometimes.
Well, yeah, and then this band is an extremely collaborative process, you know, and that's why I think this is the first tour we ever called it the Sun Ara band. We hadn't really been many places with this setup yet, but I like the idea of like differentiating it from the records, you know, but in a good way that like it's like growing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one of the places that this band did play was a FMU South by Southwest showcase,
indeed.
And that I remember being so bummed out that set was cut short, just as like I felt like it was about to reach the apex. So.
Man, that's the thing; those showcases are just like, I mean, maybe it's cool. I bet it's cool to be there and like watching it, but like, yeah, it seems like that one show of South by is always the rushed one and always the cut short one because they have to keep such a schedule, man. That place is like packed.
Yeah, but it was booming. A great set, and
we had a good time. We had a really good time. It was not a problem. It felt like a triumphant short moment.
It's up on the Free Music Archive for people who missed the live broadcast, and the other song that you played in this set, Crown Shell, also was performed down there in Austin, and that's on the new album that's coming out, right? Ancient Romans.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's like the fifth. Is that the fifth
that is
LP
the fifth
at this
Sun
point?
Ara full length, yeah, album.
Very prolific.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. Yeah, it's what I like to do, so I do it a lot. You know,
you've got this coming out now on your own label, Sun Arc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess you also have like the Sun Arc Recording Studios.
That is true.
Or what is that? Is that a real
Sun
studio?
Sun Arc Studios,
or is that like
it's my studio?
House,
yeah,
or?
It's a. There's a lot of different things that happen there, but yeah, it's my house indeed, in Eagle Rock, or kind of on the border of Eagle Rock and Glendale.
Okay.
In Los Angeles, and yeah, starting to do tapes, and just kind of by recording, like the impetus for that was recording this tape with Barrett, Hold the Phone. That was a project that we started that was sort of based on our love of a great many things.
Yeah.
And
Hold the Phone is the name of that
Hold the Phone is
duo?
The name of the band. Yeah, okay. The tape was called On Safe Breezes. And it's sort of I mean, there's some rules to it. It's all improvised. There's no overdubs. There's no delay pedals allowed. And it's always synthesizer and a string instrument of some sort. And then, in a sort of collaborative zone.
Yeah.
And it's sort of free jazzy, I guess, but that's giving ourselves a lot of credit, I think. But yeah, I mean, that's what we're inspired by. So
yeah.
But I think it sounds, I don't know. You should decide how it sounds, but it's,
yeah. Well, we gotta hear it. We gotta get on the SunArc promo mailing list.
We would like to make. I'll send it. We would like to make a record using only rack mount gear, recorded in Barrett's kitchen, which is a mustard colored kitchen with wood grain. But the band has an official headquarters, which is Dr. Hoagly Woagly's in the Valley, in Los Angeles, in Reseda, California. All band meetings take place at Dr. Hoagly Woagly's.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I know so much about this band, but I have yet to hear it.
Yeah. I'll send you some tracks, man.
But you assure me that it exists.
It does exist. No, it was the first tape, actually. I wish I had a cassette for you, but I sold the last one last night in Baltimore.
Oh, man.
But and I have some tape, some of Barrett's solo tape, Sadistic Candle, which is
Sadistic
also
Candle.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to hear some of that, and we got to hear some Deep Magic also, which is Alex Gray's project.
Hello.
He's playing tonight as well.
Tonight, yeah, this is being recorded on June 7th, even though it's going to air on June 9th. But
he played
a really awesome series of shows that Son of Ra is in town for. Is capping off with a great show. If those of you who can get your hands on a time machine should travel back in time to Maxwell's Tuesday night.
Indeed.
Yeah, Daniel
Step
Higgs.
Step down the fifth perpendicular.
Daniel Higgs is coming up for the show, and
yeah, Daniel Higgs. He's gonna be stepping down the fifth perpendicular, for sure.
And that was a really great improv also that started off this live set here on WFMU, and I guess that's well. Are you still performing solo on occasion, Cameron?
I haven't been. I've been thinking about it. I did last night. I did this thing with Lucas.
Oh yeah, G Lucas Crane.
Yeah, of Non-Horse. Mm-hmm. His Moral Combat series. Have you been following this?
No.
This is crazy. It's a very mysterious project, but essentially they got a hold of a piece of sort of World War I era technology that was in a polygraph supposed to measure morality and in somebody. And so he modded it into a PA system, and now he invites different musicians to come battle him in a solo improvised one-on-one battle where you jam together, and at the end of the night, the machine tells you who is more moral.
So who won that battle?
I actually won. I was pretty stoked.
Congratulations.
I had a strategy because Prince Rama did it a few weeks ago, and they threw their match, purposely tried to be as immoral as possible, and they did indeed lose.
it can tell by the music that you make during this battle?
Well, it's all a mystery on some level, but that's, yes. Like, essentially, it records data for a set amount of time, and then it computes the data and makes a decision. And I asked several people what it computes and how, and most people have kind of tried not to figure it out, because
don't cover fairies, wear boots.
Yeah.
That's rule number one.
That is definitely rule number one.
Yeah, well, G. Lucas Crane is a crazy guy. Silent Barn with like microphones in every room and outside.
Yeah,
and
you know, he came and did that in Los Angeles too.
Really?
Yeah, at this art gallery, which is actually this like amazing modernist house called the Buck House, the Schimler House.
Wow.
And he rigged up the same sort of setup where there's microphones and mics everywhere, and it all fed through a bunch of delay units and caused like your voice to walk around the house. Like if you said hello in one room, it would like go like hello, hello.
Oh,
hello,
it was like
hello,
a
hello into the kitchen, yeah.
Like an installation, or
yeah,
like
it was really cool.
Because it's Silent Barn, they use it to record the shows.
Yeah, that's what he was really telling cool. me.
And then the people there, they're like, hey, yeah, that set, I think the recording's gonna come out great. It's like an ambulance went by, and like that's in the mix. Like
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
People were talking loudly in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, one other question that came to mind is, I know, Cameron, you were based in Austin, Texas. This came up when we were down in Austin for South by Southwest.
Hometown.
And at what point did you move out to Southern California?
I moved to LA in, I think, 2002. Like, I went out there, around 18.
Okay. And yeah. You'd already been playing music in Austin?
Not seriously, no. I had a high school band.
What kind of music was that?
Oh, maybe it's best we not go there. No, it was fine. It was
tell us.
It was all it was all sorts of stuff. I mean, it was sort of like heavy guitar, but also sort of like, you know, like Built to Spilly, maybe like jammy kind of like indie stuff that I was listening to.
Man, you know, we had the chance to hear, you know, I don't listen to a whole lot of Built to Spill these days, but I had the chance to hear them at All Tomorrow's Parties a couple of years ago.
Dude, I liked a lot of those records.
And when they got to like jamming, it was really incredible.
They're pretty serious stuff. Shredders, man.
Yeah.
Jammers.
Which I did not realize. There's some
golden tones on those records.
I've never heard, but I know one of the guys makes these crazy. The bass player makes like really nice tone dog pedals.
Yeah. Barrett knows a lot about tone dog pedals too.
Oh yeah.
Barrett is not a tone dog.
Yeah, you had a lot of pedals for running the what is the instrument called again? The Shahi Baja.
Yeah.
You got some good pedals like today.
Sort of like a reverse swell mixed with an octave, and that doesn't even matter.
Well, we're talking with Sun Ra here. They just performed an awesome set of music. First visit to the WFMU studios, and thanks so much, guys, for stopping by.
Oh, man, thank you for asking us.
And the new album is coming out
August 23rd.
In August. And
it's going to be Sun Arc Records. It's distributed through Drag City. So it'll be hopefully around in stores and stuff.
That's great.
Easy to find. And, yeah.
There's a free MP3 out there, too, right?
There is, yeah. We put out a track. And the vinyl edition is going to come with an art book and a skatefold. It's a good jacket. And then the CD version will not have an art book, but it'll be cool because you can put it in your car.
Nice, yeah. So head on over to sunara.com. You can whet your appetite for the album with the MP3. If this live set didn't
mastered by Mr. Pete Kimber, by the way.
Oh wow, really?
Yes.
Oh, he's been mastering a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I was really really excited because I'm just an enormous fan of Spaceman, obviously, but Ear and Spectrum. So.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Cool. Well, thanks again.
Thanks much.
And we will see you guys next time, hopefully.
All right.
Safe travels out there.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Thanks a lot.